Christmas time is here. Nice and smooth and mellow. Absolutely beautiful music taking us to 23 minutes after 10 on this wonderful Monday morning. Well, I have a guest in studio that I've been looking forward to talk to since, when did I meet you? Two weeks ago.
Yeah, 2 or 3 weeks ago.
I'm just like, she must come. She must come on my show. She must come on the show. In fact, the way I was just talking about you, I remember another listener sending me a message. Zintle, you were talking about, did she come?
I'm like, I am here.
She's here. Elise Marie Muller is my guest in studio today. Let me allow her to introduce herself, right? Whenever you get asked to tell people about yourself, what do you normally say?
It's a wonderful question because we tend to default to tell people what we do, right?
True.
So I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to tell you I am a completely redeemed, loved daughter of the King. That's who I am. If you want to know what I do, I have the privilege of raising two wonderful teenagers, and God has given me the opportunity to minister on the topic of our identity in Jesus. I'm a lover of the Word of God, and I teach the Word of God, and I passionately work with women. I mentor women, and I do a lot of teaching in the women's ministry.
Do you think your children are listening today?
No.
Okay, because I was like, oh, maybe they're listening. Because the last time I met you, this is not what you said. You were like, I do laundry for two teenagers. I drive two teenagers around. So I'm like, maybe they're listening today. She's behaving.
I am.
It's so good to have you this morning. Well, we're going to get into it. I said you were going to come and talk to us a little bit about how to disciple our hearts through the different seasons of life. Because the honest truth is, you know, our lives are really just made up of different seasons.
Absolutely.
There are times and moments where we go through seasons that we wouldn't choose for ourselves, but they are necessary, right?
Yeah.
And the reality is, I mean, even the Bible talks about, like, for as long as the earth endures, there's always going to be seed time, there's going to be harvest, winter, summer. It's always going to be like that. And so sometimes what we really need to learn, rather than sort of hating and being in a hurry to get out of the seasons that we don't like, is when we're in them, because we will be in them sometimes, how then do we steward our hearts? And I think what you come with as well is something so important, because sometimes we pay attention to the nice seasons or the bad seasons.
Yeah.
And we never realize that sometimes there are seasons in between where we sometimes can just forget and get lost in whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And I really want us to have this conversation with you, because I thought it's so important and so relatable, the topic that you're discussing the other day, which is, of course, stewarding our hearts through the different seasons. Now, where do we begin? We've got the first season today.
Yes,
we're going to talk about
another one
on Wednesday and another one on Friday.
So I looked at the life of Mary, Zintle, and there's only three stories in the Bible in the New Testament of Mary. And then I started seeing this pattern of in these three stories, and I started realizing that Mary experienced different seasons in
and
each of
these. This is the sister of Martha.
Of Martha, absolutely. Lazarus' sister. And I started seeing that in each of these three stories, she experiences different things, and yet she chooses the same thing through each of them. So I call them three seasons, which I saw in Mary's life. The first one is plain season, which we're going to talk about now. The next one is pain season.
Yeah.
And the last one is power season. We'll talk about that on Wednesday and Friday. But today, I just want to, this season, I think, is the one that most of us miss, as you mentioned. But it's, in my opinion, the most important season, because it's preparation season. So let's just pick up the story. Mary, we know very little about her, but what we see in the first story, and there's a measure of interpretation that this is plain season, but I interpret it as plain season because nothing in Scripture indicates that she's going through a crisis in her life, or that these spectacular good things happening in her life.
Or maybe just, how do you actually describe plain season?
Yeah, I think plain
what's happening in plain season?
Plain season is when life just keeps ticking on. Same thing over and over. Here and there, you know, there's the odd challenge here and there, or there's the odd good news or good thing here and there. But for most of us, plain season just feels there's nothing really big going on in my life. I just go to work, I care for my family if I have one, I read my books, I enjoy my hobbies, and it's just nothing much happening. It's like, I explained, like when you go on a long road trip to Durban or Cape Town and you hit the highway outside of Joburg and you switch your car onto cruise control, you know, and you sit back, you kind of just deal with the odd, you know, you got to pass the odd car, you're in there, but as a whole, it's just cruising.
Yeah.
And one problem with the season, or one risk, let me call it rather a risk with the season, what happens if you're in cruise control in that car? you could become tired and lazy.
Fall asleep.
And fall asleep. And that's sometimes what happens to us in plain season, is we just kind of fall asleep spiritually. We just become a little bit kind of complacent, you know. We just become comfortable. Sometimes we just zone out because, you know, there's not a crisis to pray about or joy to celebrate. We're just ticking along. And that's why I call it plain season. Yeah. What and how do you steward your heart in this season where the risk is complacency? The risk is just comfort. In some cases, the risk is conforming. We just become like everyone else, you know, that complaining a little bit about that, being, you know, grateful a little bit about that.
I think it's easy to shift our eyes off Jesus during that time because sometimes as people, we tend to be pushed to the place of prayer, whether because we have a need, an urgent thing going on. But when things are just all right, it's just like, oh, well, Lord, thank you. It's another day. Bless our food. Bless us as we go to sleep. Watch over us.
Exactly. That's the season. But now let's look at Mary. In this season, I want to look at Luke 10. And it's the well-known story that actually focuses on Martha. You know, it's a story where Jesus comes to visit Martha and Mary. And the passage says in Luke 10, it says, "Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister, Mary." Here's our main character. Yet the story is not so much about her.
Right.
It says, "who also sat at the feet of Jesus and heard his word."
Mm-hmm.
But then we get to the main story. "But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached Jesus and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me.'" And then Jesus has a little, you know,
pushed to the place of prayer, whether because we have a need, an urgent thing going on. But when things are just all right, it's just like, oh, well, Lord, thank you. It's another day. Bless our food. Bless us as we go to sleep. Watch over us.
Exactly. That's the season. But now let's look at Mary. In this season, I want to look at Luke 10. And it's the well-known story that actually focuses on Martha. You know, it's a story where Jesus comes to visit Martha and Mary. And the passage says in Luke 10, it says, "Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister, Mary." Here's our main character. Yet the story is not so much about her.
Right.
It says, "who also sat at the feet of Jesus and heard his word."
Mm-hmm.
But then we get to the main story. "But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached Jesus and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me.'" And then Jesus has a little, you know, mentoring teaching session for Martha, you know. But he says this very interesting, and that's what I want to make us aware of, Mary's choice. So let's just recap. Mary is in kind of plain season. What are Mary's choices in this moment? Life is normal. What could Mary have chosen in this moment? What is the cultural thing to do for Mary? The cultural thing to do for Mary is to help her sister make the sandwiches, you
know? Yeah.
What is the cultural thing not to do is to go and sit with her brother, because that at the time was inappropriate for women.
Yeah.
So one would expect Mary to do whatever is the appropriate thing to do, the normal thing, go and help her sister make the sandwiches.
Yeah.
You know, just do life, normal. But where do we find Mary?
And that's a good question. Where is she during plain season, right? Which is, I suppose, where the main lesson for us is going to be when we come back after the music. It's music coming through from Called Out Music. This one is called Thank You, Lord, taking us to 34 minutes after 10. Before the music, my guest in studio, Liz Marie, and I were talking about, well, she mostly. I'm just here soaking and listening and leading into all the things that she's talking about. So we're talking about plain season, where it's a season where nothing much is happening. Life is just, you know, same old, no dramatic challenge or, you know, win or whatever. Life is just flowing. Right. And then where do we find ourselves? Where should we be in that season? So where we left off is you're talking about Mary, who's the main character we're learning from.
Yes.
And she was in plain season.
Yes.
But when Jesus came to their house, where was she positioned?
That's the thing. I love it, because we need to look at her physical position, and that to us is actually the lesson about the position of our hearts.
Yeah.
So we know Martha is making the sandwiches and having a little bit of a meltdown.
Yeah.
And we see Lazarus just sitting and doing what, you know, the boys do.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Mary? And we read about it. It says in verse 39 that Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus. Now, why is that significant? That is significant because she made a decision that was counterculture. Cultures would have said, no, no, no. In this season, you do what everyone does. You make the sandwiches, girl.
Sure.
And she did something that was powerful for her, but it was not a comfortable decision. She had to get out of her comfort zone, which she was familiar with, enter into a room where the men were sitting, and she sat at the feet of Jesus. And what did she do? And if you look at verse 42, Jesus is now actually teaching Martha, you know, after her little meltdown.
Yeah.
He's teaching Martha to look at the choice Mary made. And he says, but one thing is needed. Mm. And here's the key word. And Mary has chosen that good. What did Mary choose? Mary chose in plain season,
yeah,
when life feels a little bit boring or even like, you know, as you say, same old, getting comfortable. What did Mary choose to do with her heart? She chose to humble herself at the feet of Jesus and listen, learn, and lean in. And that's my point. How do you steward your heart in plain season? Make a powerful decision to get out of the comfort zone, switch off the cruise control, make decisions to remain at the feet of Jesus. And why is this so important? Because this season, Cynthia, is the preparation season where we listen, we learn, we lean in, and we get to know who Jesus is. Now, why is that important? Because in plain season, you actually have emotional capacity and intellectual and spiritual capacity to hear from the Father, to get to know him for who he is, not what he can do for you, because, you know, life's kind of okay-ish.
So not a lot of
there's not a crisis where we need an answer. We can just say, God, I just want to get to know you. Jesus, show me who you are. And you have the capacity to hear him because you're not at his feet to get the answer, to get the breakthrough. You're at his feet to get to know him. That is crucial, Zinsley. And we miss the season. We just focus on the big highs or the big lows. And in those seasons, we need direction. We need, you know, wisdom. This season is the season where you learn to get to know Jesus for who he is, because you can actually listen. You can actually hear him.
You've got the time. You've got the capacity.
Yeah. But, Zinsley, what is the key here? Mary chose the position. She was not forced. She was not, you know, spiritually enticed. She just chose. And that's why in this season, Zinthli, we need to choose to make time to sit at his feet and say, I want to get to know your heart. And that, as we get to know his heart, when the next season, which we're going to talk about on Wednesday, which is pain season, which many of us can relate with, many times in pain season, we struggle to hear God because we're overwhelmed with our situation. Then we need to have the foundation of who God is, who Jesus is, and who he says I am, so that in pain season, we can stand on that which we learned of in plain season.
You know what's so comforting, right, in what you're talking about is the fact that the reality that sometimes our relationship with God can look different based on the different seasons that we're in. And it's okay, like, to say, you know, not the posture of our heart per se, but what we may be found doing in the presence of God sometimes differs based on what we're going through. And I like that you're highlighting to say, when it's easy, take the time to just learn about God.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I find interesting is that if you just look at Mary and Martha, Martha chose to work. Mary chose connection. And I think plain season is the season where we learn to develop a heart posture of a disciple. It's a discipling heart that says, I want to connect with Jesus, not for what he can do for me, but for who he is.
And as he reveals himself to you during that plain season, then when you go through maybe pain season,
yeah, or power season, that's what we rely on. I have come to know Jesus as this, or as faithful, or as merciful. And in those other seasons, we need this foundation. But simply, we miss the season. This is a crucial season for us to identify. And I think what is good is if you can identify what season you are in, you can know how to steward your heart.
Yeah.
And in plain season, I want to encourage listeners to say this is a fantastic season of being equipped.
Yes.
Where you just get to know the heart.
Study
of
the
heart.
Word. Yeah. Learn what the scripture says about, you know, different things in our lives, so that when maybe the war comes or whatever, you're able then to unpack from that and use those words as a weapon.
And to distinguish between going to scripture to find an answer, you know, I need to make a decision, left or right, or going to scripture to get to know the heart of your father. And the more you get to know the heart of your father, that in other seasons of your life, you're going to rely on who he is, powerful, not on the answers that he's actually going to give
you. That's actually so powerful. But, you know, I want to, maybe I'm digressing just a little bit, but
when we come back,
you know, you're talking about learning from Jesus, and there's a part in scripture where he says, you know, learn from me, for my burden is
easy.
Yeah. I want us to talk a little bit about that when we come back just after the music. It's music coming through from Need to Breathe, When You Forgive Someone. It's 44 minutes after 10, almost at the end of our conversation, which I wish didn't have to end at all, because we can just go on and on and on with my guest in studio, who's laid such a great foundation, you know, for the conversation around stewarding your heart in different seasons. And she's talking to us about the plain season, where just life is just flowing. There's not much happening. And she said something so important to say during that season. You've got the time, the emotional capacity to really sit at the feet of Jesus and learn, right?
Absolutely.
And what does that learning look like?
Well, I think let's just remind ourselves that firstly, it's a choice. You make a choice to go and sit at the feet of Jesus. You don't always feel like it, but you choose, because you realize this is a season where I can get to know him. And I like calling it the season of the three L's: leaning in, listening, and learning. And I think that just practically looks like, whether it is you are studying the Word of God, your attitude of studying the Word of God is not to necessarily get something, but to get to know the Father.
And that's okay. That's important.
And for me, that season, a lot of it was saying, God, I just want to get to know your heart. You know, I don't have an agenda today, like fix my problems or whatever, or just who are you? And show me, as I read scripture, I want to get to know who you are through this passage.
And I like that you talk about, you emphasize the fact that it's a choice that you have to make. Because right now, I think, you know, we tend to live a life with the Lord where it's like, we are sort of doing things out of routine, or we go to God because, you know, our life needs ABC. We need an upgrade. We need this. We need that. But at times when we can actually just make the choice to say, I've got spare time on my hands, I've got the time, I'm going to choose to actually go and sit at the feet of Jesus.
Absolutely. And I think I sometimes talk about to people who in a corporate environment say, but I don't have time during the day. And I explain to them very, very briefly this concept of focus time and unfocused time. Focus time is when you're actually in that meeting with a client, you need to focus and concentrate. But as you walk out of that meeting, you greet the client and you walk to your desk, you have that 45 seconds or 2 minutes, however far, that's unfocused time, where just in that moment you can connect to the Lord. Thank you for this meeting.
Exactly.
And that's in that moment where you say, God, thank you. Just reveal to me your heart for the rest of the day. That's where you lean in. That's where you listen and say, Father, what's on your heart for the next meeting? When you drive home, when you're washing the dishes, when you are ironing, that's unfocused time, where you can choose with your heart to lean
in. That is such a confirmation.
So we do have a lot of time during the day where we need to apply our mind intellectually, either our hands or our mind, of course. But there is also unfocused time. And that's why I call this plain season, the season where you develop the heart of a disciple. And a disciple is someone who says, I want to learn. I want to learn from you. And that's why I want to encourage people, identify your unfocused time during your day. What is your unfocused time where you are, you know, you actually have the capacity to say, Father, I'm here. Just reveal your heart to me.
Yeah.
Not because I need an answer, but because I actually love you and I want to get to know the one that I love.
It's amazing that the Lord has been speaking to me exactly about the same thing that you're saying, literally the same thing that you're saying. And, you know, just like I said to you off air, that he was just, you know, at times we go into his presence and we just want to, you know, offload what's on our hearts and what we want and desire. But it's not often that we sit and say, Lord, what is on your heart? I want to know what is on your heart. Yeah. But we're wrapping up this conversation. It's been absolutely amazing, Elise Marie. And I can't wait to have you back on Wednesday, where we're going to talk about the other season now.
Yeah. That's the difficult one, Cynthia. And I think it's the one a lot of people can relate to. It's pain season. It's the one where the prayer is not getting answered, the breakthrough is not coming, and it's a long time now, and you're getting tired and exhausted. And there's an invitation for us to learn from Mary again, from her life. What did Mary choose in pain season?
I don't know. I don't know. I just wanted to go on and on and on and on. But it's been absolutely amazing. So, final words. during plain season, what are we doing at the feet of Jesus?
And we are developing a heart posture that is the posture of a disciple. Disciples. Be willing to learn. Be willing to lean in, focused and unfocused times. Develop a heart of a disciple.
Yeah, lean in, learn, and listen to Jesus during. See, I'm listening. I've been listening. I've been learning. Yeah. I've been leaning in, listening, and learning. It's good to have you. I'll see you on Wednesday.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Zinhle.